Good to see Brother Roy come in. Amen. You love the Lord tonight? Thankful for everybody that's here. Everything's been done. The food's been brought in. Amen. Y'all must think I need to gain some weight. Y'all, the pie and the cake. I appreciate it. Amen. It's been good. Everything that's been brought in. Amen. Our sister Savage has cooked and done such a good job taking care of us and the house and stay in. Amen. Room to stay in, change rooms. Amen. Because of that, I'm attracting all kind of bugs. Amen. I'll never forget. Amen. That spider. Amen. And I'm glad he's gone. But I still can't hardly sleep in that room thinking that he was there at one time. In my bed, in my sheets. To know that he was there terrifies me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to watch these savages. Amen. I was taking a good shower this morning when cold water come from out of the middle of nowhere. All over me. Amen. Hallelujah. But, amen, we're having a good time. Amen. And what the Lord's helping us. Amen. You've got to have fun, don't you? Amen. If you just sour all the time, amen, there wouldn't be no joy to this life, would there? I want to tell you, when Brother Silas was singing, there was something he said that just shook his soul. If you travel around very much, the ministry, you're going to find people, especially this year, that is oppressed and depressed in their mind. I can name you and I can count, amen, on my hands tonight, just in the last month, the people that I have had to talk to that's come to me, amen, with just like, saying, Brother Greg, I can't sleep at night. My mind just goes. And when he was singing, he's mine. I've got joy in my soul and I've got peace in my mind. And that hit me. That is such something to be thankful for. Peace of mind. Oh, y'all really going to think I'm crazy right here. Amen. But I think some of this antidepressant stuff is just of the devil. Prozac. I can go on naming them. I think they're of the devil. Oh, amen. You got quiet on me on that one. Boy, you really got caught on me on that one. Amen. My mom even got hooked on it to the point where she didn't care about anything anymore. She didn't care about her job. She didn't care about taking care of the house. She didn't care about nothing. Her soul, she didn't even care about her soul. She sat in a revival for 2 weeks. Conviction every night in such a strong way. And yet didn't cry one tear because of the garbage the doctor had put her on. Amen. It had her mind to where she didn't care about nothing or nobody. Nothing but herself. That's the reason why I say it's of the devil. Amen. He'd like to make us zombies walking around with no feelings of nothing. Amen. And that's the way the world seems to have gotten in these days. Amen. They don't care about their soul. Don't care about their lives. We are just here. And that's all we are. We're here. Amen. You're going to have church tonight, aren't you? Amen. It seemed a little quiet and distracted here for a little bit. Amen. But I believe the Lord can help us. Amen. That's what the devil wants, is for us to be zombies. Just don't care. Amen. Lukewarmness, amen, is a state of heart. It's not something you're going through. You're not going through lukewarmness. If you were going through lukewarmness, I'd say keep walking. You'll come out of it soon. If lukewarmness is a mountain you climb, I'd say keep climbing, you'll be on top of it sooner or later. If lukewarmness is a river or a battle, I'd say keep fighting, it'll be over. But lukewarmness is a state of heart, state of mind that we get into, and if you cannot keep walking and get out of it, you can't keep climbing and get out of it. You have just got to make up your mind, this day, devil, I am coming out of lukewarmness. Amen. Amen. Lukewarmness is not something that you can, amen, you get into in one night's time. And lukewarmness is something that you really cannot get out of in one night's time. Come on, help me here. Amen. It's a process that comes into your life. Help me while I preach this to you. Amen. For you see, your prayer life determines, amen, your spiritual life. Amen. And you usually can tell people's prayer life by their praying around the altar. I'm going somewhere. I'm just staying here just a minute. And I'm the type of preacher, if I feel a snug, I just stay here for a while. And I put it in low gear and pull it out. Amen. Amen, by the help of the Lord. Amen. But I've told the Lord several times, I can tell when I've slacked up in my prayer life. I can tell when my spiritual life becomes weak and becomes dull and becomes of no feeling. I just don't care. If you move, fine. If you don't, fine. That's the condition that we get into when we don't pray. Amen. So I tell the Lord, when I feel that coming on, I said, all right, Lord, you can shout me tonight. You can make me fall out in the Spirit. I said, but it's not going to change even what's going on in my life if I don't start now praying more than what I'm praying. Come on now. I said that to say some things that we call even temptation and trial and battles really is not temptation. Trial and battles is just simple. We are getting into a state of lukewarmness. Oh God, it's getting quiet. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the only way to get out of lukewarmness, you see a man that is lukewarm, amen, he like a man that's in bed. Amen. If it's too cold, he'll get up and turn the heater on. If it's too hot, amen, he'll get up and turn the air on. But if he's fine, he ain't going to move. Amen. You've heard the story of the frog, I believe it was, in the boiling water. Amen. So they turned it gradually. Amen. Gradually it got warmer and warmer. Amen. Until it cooked that poor thing to death. Amen. Come on now. Stay with me just a while here tonight. Amen. But God can get us out of lukewarmness and into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Burning with Him. I feel an urgency and I feel such a necessity to say this tonight. I'm afraid if some of us do not make a move for God in the next few days, in the next months, in this year, we are going to lose things that are precious to us. There's a woman come to a revival here all back. He said, I need help. And God spoke to her and said, do what I've told you to do. She cried and said, I can't do that. I can't do that. And she never moved that whole revival. And she ended up losing precious, precious things to her. So be ashamed, as I preached yesterday morning, Mom. For you to sit here on the church bench, never pray and never worship and never get in, and your children watch you. They do the same thing you do, and they end up dying and going to hell because you were not obeying the Spirit of God. Amen, Daddy. I made that statement one time and got in trouble. I mean, this one woman never came back to my revival. Supposed to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Did not come back to the revival. She had not moved in a week, almost week and a half revival with the power of God falling everywhere. She would not even hardly raise her hand. And I said, you will lose your children by the way you act. Amen. Well, I'm killing myself tonight, ain't I? Even just in the preliminaries. Amen. Amen. The book of Acts tonight. It's going to get sweet. It ain't going to be rough tonight. It'll be sweet. Amen. But I had to be a little even agitated to you, I guess. But I feel the Spirit tonight. I feel such an urgency of a moving that if we don't move and get out of the conditions that we're in, we're going to lose our children. Amen. I was preaching in a campgrounds with about 300 to 400 people there that morning. And there was a set of pews in the back, set of seats. And these boys, this certain family, amen, they're a bunch of family. They are not just their last names, they're a pal. And I watched their boys sit on that back row, and I watched them in camp meeting after camp meeting when preachers preach, tears drip off their cheek. Amen, the preacher, and them boys sit with stone faces, not moved. Amen, and I looked around, amen, one night, one morning, at her during the altar call, and I seen both mom and dad sitting there. When the altar call was given, they didn't even pray either. They sat with their arms folded. And I said, that's why. Come on here. Now don't get me wrong, if you're trying, amen, God will help you. Come on here. Amen. But I watched, amen, and I said, they cannot complain at the reason why their boys and their girls are in the shape that they're in because they don't even pray in the altar. They didn't even kneel down at their seat to pray. Amen. They didn't pray. Oh, it's kidding. Amen. I'm getting a hold on it. Amen. Amen. You know we don't like that these days. We just want to be comfortable. We just want everybody to leave us alone and just be comfortable. That's the state my church had got into until the Holy Ghost let out a message in tongues. Amen. On one night I was there. My pastor's wife looked like it pure. Amen. Looked like somebody took a baseball bat, hit her in the back of the head. She hit the front pew in front of her and let out a message that would make your hair stand on your head. And the interpretation came forth, amen, in such, amen, amen, strongness and said, I am leaving. You have set back until I am taking my things and leaving. In my own words. And I will not be here for you, saith the Spirit of God. I am leaving. Needless to say, we had a breakthrough. For we all ran to the altar. I didn't get a chance to give the altar call that night. When I opened my eyes to look around, even I couldn't hardly even move with the people on the platform laying their faces in the carpet, weeping and crying. And I said, if we've ever needed to apologize to the Holy Ghost, we need to apologize to Him now. I said to Old Glory, I don't know if I'm going to get beyond this right this minute. Amen. I said, Holy Ghost, how often have you moved us and tugged us and pushed us and tried your best to get us to move, and we sat back, amen, and we wounded you, and to the point, no wonder you only come with spring showers. You only come in and then you disappear. You only breathe in and then you're gone. And you don't linger among us anymore. And you don't stay with us. Amen. Like a hovering over that. You know I'm telling the truth. Amen, amen, amen. Brother Savage, me and him was talking the other night. He said, Brother Greg, I preached a camp meeting this summer. He said the Spirit of the Lord just seemed like was so strong in that place. And everybody in the building was standing to their feet with their hands in the air. Amen, worshiping. He said, but just as soon as I quit, it was like it was gone. No praying. No coming to the... No getting in. No moving. Just stay. Amen. And then it's over. Then it's over. I'm afraid it is because even of us holding back and drugging or grudging the Spirit of God that He does not move among us. Amen. In such a hovering. Amen. Such a lingering way. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 And how often has the Spirit spoke to you and you did not move? How often has the Spirit moved on you to do such and such, but you did not move? You sit back and you let the, amen, let the Spirit deal with you. Then it was over. I preached in a revival here a while back, amen, back in February. And I said, the Spirit of God will deal with you once, twice. If you keep on in your own direction, He'll let you go. The first time we do things that are wrong, we feel real bad. It condemns us, but the second time it don't feel near as bad. The third time it doesn't feel near as bad. Amen. Because the Spirit steps back and says, all right, you want your way, I'll give you your way. And there was people in that revival stood up at the end of the revival and said, that message that night, Brother Greg, changed my... I did not have to preach against worldliness that night. But there was family stood up, daddy stood up and said, Brother Greg, the Spirit spoke to me about some things in my home 20 years ago. 20 years ago. And he said, I have not felt the Spirit speak to me about it anymore until you said that. And the Spirit spoke to me again and said, you remember, I left you alone. Come on here. Help me just a while. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I preach for the churches. I have a burden for the... Amen. The Lord's opened a door for me there. The Lord's blessing me in them certain areas in Florida. The Church of God. Amen. I'm preaching for them. And one of the pastor's wife looked at me. Amen. Come on now. Don't you fall out with me here tonight. Amen. They told me, amen, Brother Horton was his name. Amen. In South Carolina. Amen. On the national board of the Church of God. Amen. He was there. Amen. Sitting on the board when they begin to say our missionaries are needing, amen, to wear, amen, certain kind of... Come on here. Help me. Amen. I'm not saying nothing because I want to see, because I don't see nothing right this minute. Amen. But we need to show it. Amen. Amen. This ring that binds us together. Come on here now. Amen. And so they begin to allow it in the church. And they said, please, that we need to bring this into the church now. Amen. Into the Church of God now. But the Spirit spoke that year. They said, Brother Horton let out a message in tongues interpretation. Amen. And said the Spirit spoke and warned them. And they dropped it and said, all right, we will not deal with it. Next year, they did it again, and the Spirit spoke the second time. Do not allow it. They came back the third year and brought it up again, and this time the Spirit did not say anything. Amen. Come on here. You might as well help me. And it, that one thing was the downfall of the Church of God. You might as well help me preach tonight. It's quiet and tight here. I've been sweet, amen, for a while, amen, every night. Amen. I have been sweet. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you, see, I see it every week, every month, every place I go, someplace, especially in worldly churches. Amen. The pastor's wife said, well, Brother Greg, I don't do this and I don't do that. I just take a little bit here and a little bit there. I said, but take a look at your children. What are they doing? Come on here. Help me. help me. I said, come on, there are some things, amen, that are just not right, because it opens doors to other things that have come into our lives and take our lives down. My God, I feel like preaching right here. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. That's the reason my people are living like they're living tonight, and still shouting, and still preaching, and still running out. It's all their emotion, and the Spirit has left, and they're just going in their way, feeling no condemnation, feeling no pull, no conviction, because they missed, they misgrudged the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God knows what's in the best interest of the church. Amen. I'm preaching on the Holy Ghost tonight. You know it. Amen. I was doing the computer and he saw red one day. I was going to preach on the Holy Ghost, and I still am. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of God knows what is the best interest for the church. He knows what's best interest in your life. There are some things that He may deal with me about that He may never talk to you about, because it ain't a problem in your life. But in my life, He does things and deals with me about things because it is in the best interest of my soul. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, hallelujah. And who am I to push back the hand of the Spirit and say, quit messing with me. Quit talking to me. Don't deal with me about that. Quit messing with my life. Who is this messing with me? One preacher said. When the Spirit gets on him, he gets to shout. He'll go, wow, who's this messing with me? Who's this messing with me? I want to tell you something here tonight. Amen. I don't know why I'm staying where I'm at. I hope I can go further. Amen. Come on now. Amen. But I want to tell you something here tonight. Amen. The Spirit is not boisterous. The Spirit is not loud. Amen. When it comes to dealing with us. Come on here. Help me just a while. Amen. Come here, Brother Doug. Hurry. Come right here. Amen. You see, the Spirit, amen, will tell us the best thing in our interest. Amen. Things can be in our way. Amen. And we're walking on this journey. And the Spirit will say, move over just a little bit. Come on here now. Amen. Then the Spirit will say, step up just a little bit. Come on here. Help me while I preach. Amen. And the Spirit will walk with us and talk with us. But you see, the Spirit will say, amen, stay here. Stay here. But in our own ways, we go. And the Spirit says, no, come back here. But we keep going. And the Spirit says, no, come back. But you see, the Spirit doesn't go up there. Get back here. Stop. Come on here. Help me while I preach. The Spirit doesn't jump up and say, no, no. The Spirit just says, don't do that. Don't go that way. Stop. Stop. You don't need that. You don't need that. Stop. Come on here. Until we fall off into destruction. Amen. Because we did not listen to the Spirit of God. Oh, I feel like preaching tonight. Oh, David cried. David cried with a loud voice and said, oh, Lord, be not silent. Be not silent with me, lest I become as those that go down to the pit. Oh, God, don't be silent with me. And there's men and women tonight that are living in the silence of God because they rejected His will, rejected His leading, rejected His wooing, rejected His hand. Oh, God, help me preach a while here tonight. Amen. Amen. Come on here. Come on here. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight, young ladies. Amen. Young men. Amen. I looked at this young girl. Her daddy is a preacher. Amen. A praying man. Amen. But this girl,
amen, become so rebellious. You could not touch her. You could not move her. You could preach till you fell out. Amen, but you couldn't touch her. Amen, but finally one night, amen, the Spirit got to moving in their Christian school. Amen, during the day was having school revival. She'd sit back there hard as hard can be and not be budged. Amen, and the Spirit got to moving and, amen, and began to break her a little bit. And Brother Horton, Brother Roy, amen, she came down, amen, that night after work in her, amen, wear dressed, amen, long hair, no makeup, no jewelry. Come on here, help me a while. Amen, she was to the teeth because she'd been raised in it. But she came to the altar. Amen. We begin to sing. And I said, sing, there's power in the blood. I love to sing there's blood song when I'm praying for the lost. And about that time, amen, I prayed. I was laying my hands on and was praying with her. My first time ever experiencing what I'm fixing to tell you. I walked back over and the Spirit of God hit me on this side of the pulpit. And I literally jumped from this point. Amen. And when my feet landed on the ground, I had her by the head. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. And she came out of that floor, her head thrown back. Amen. Howling like a dog. Come on here. Help me while I preach right in the house of God. Help me here. Help me, Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something tonight. You push back the Spirit. You shut off the Spirit. Amen. You're opening doors for every spirit of hell that can get a hold of your life. God, I feel like preaching tonight. I had no intentions going this way. Amen. But I feel the Spirit in this service right now. I'm a pulling a load right this minute. I'm a fighting against some things that's got dominion in some of our lives. Amen. There's some things that are, you know, like when you turn the light on. Amen. And come on. Things that were in darkness. Amen. You cut the light on real quick. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Been in some houses, cut on the light, and amen, bugs run. Come on here. Amen. That's what I'm feeling like to happen in the night. Amen. I feel all hell a squirming. Amen. Oh God, help me just a while. Help me just a while. I want to tell you tonight. Amen. You push back the hand of God. You are a prime candidate to the demon forces' power of hell. Oh, help me. I want to tell you tonight. Amen. You may think rebellion's little, and you may think it's, amen, ain't much of nothing, but there is a spirit of rebellion that gets a hold of our lives, and we go contrary to everything that comes out of the pulpit. Hey! And we're contrary to everything that's right because of the spirit of rebellion! She howled like a dog. Amen. Amen. Growled. Held her head back. Her eyes rolled back in her head. Amen. Then she laid back. Squirmed like a snake. Slithered from that side of the pulpit. Squirmed all the way to this side. After 2.5 hours of praying. Amen. She'd come to herself. Amen. And I was like, pray, we was praying. Me and the pastor, she'd come to herself. Amen. She'd grab me by the hand. Tears. And she'd say, please help me. Please help me. Please help me. Make it let me go. Please help me. And then she'd come back on her and she'd go back into that fit. Oh, help me here. Help me here. Help me here. I'm talking about raising the Holy. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm talking about been know what it was like to be baptized with the Spirit. Knows what it's like to fall out under the power and have to be toted out, put in a car, and drove home. She knew what it was like, brother. But when she pushed back the hand of God and rejected the dealing and the wooing of the Spirit, it cost her. Come on here. It cost her. Amen. That thing crawling out of her. Let me alone. Let me alone. Come on, lady, want to let go of her. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, come on, God brought the victory. Amen. And God delivered her. And guess who became the choir leader? Amen. In the revival. Come on. Amen. Later on, become one of the best girls. Yes, sir. Come on here. Hallelujah. Amen. I was in camp meeting, my first camp meeting this year, preaching. And a young boy. Nice looking boy, clean cut hair. Even coming to that camp meeting. come down to the altar and begin to pray. And I ran down to where he was at, you know, and I said, do you know how to pray? And he just looked at me. He's crying. Amen. He had something in his hand. He had a picture. Amen. Of him and his girlfriend. He said, you see this? He said, the devil's trying to destroy this. Come on here now. Amen. And I said, son, let me tell you something. I said, you need Jesus. He said, I know I do. I need to get saved, preacher. He said, but I want God to fix this. He said, I want God to fix this between me and my girlfriend. I said, let me tell you something, buddy. I said, Brother Greg, don't mean to be mean. I said, but before you worry about that, you better worry about your soul, because you're going to die and go to hell if you don't get saved. I said, right now you at this altar. I said, you need to lay that chain, keychain aside and seek God. Amen. Still, no detections. Oh, God, help me just a while. Went out of the middle of nowhere. I said, come on, pray with me. Lord, I've been a serious sinner, and I'm sorry. Amen. Jesus, I said, tell him, Jesus. He looked at me. I said, say Jesus. He looked back at me, and amen, and I could see his eyes begin to turn and roll back in his head. And he went back in the floor, laid out in the floor. Come on now, help me here. Amen. And that awful voice. Amen. Saturday night, and I just didn't have it, or I missed it. Amen. Come on here now. But hell was waiting for the next step, the next move, and watching, because every time you reject the Spirit of God and the drawing of the Spirit, it opens your heart wide open for that demon forces of hell. Feel like preaching tonight. You better pray for me. Oh, God, you better pray for us. Oh, you don't know how serious this revival is. You don't know how serious this move of God is. You don't know what God's trying to do.
I held his legs and wept like a baby. Because when he come to himself, he'd raise his head and look at me. Tears streaming off his chin. He'd say, make him let me alone. Make him let me alone. I don't want him here no more. Make him leave me alone. Amen. And all I could say was, Lord, I plead the blood in Jesus' name. I plead the blood. Come on, place the Bible. He is going to, about if we didn't held it on, he was slinging it. Amen. Back. Come on, but the saints of God begin to bombard heaven. And the glory of God fell in that house. In the blood of Jesus. Amen. This woman was a kind of worldly woman. Amen. It was her son. Amen. That demon in him would say, I want my mama. Amen. Come on. And we almost let him get up. And she looked at us and said, please don't. Said, that's that thing. That's that thing that's got a hold of him. And said, he's a lion to you. All he wants is to get up and get out of here. Come on here. Oh, God, help me just... Ooh, glory. I'm telling you, we as a church don't realize, amen, the battle that we're in. Come on here, help me. We don't realize the raging of the enemy. Brother, we're not playing patty cake no more. Come on. 10 years ago, you might have could have played around. Amen. 5 years ago, you might have could have played around. Come on here. Amen. But we're living in the last days. And all hell is a fighting us. Oh, God, help me, help me, help me, help me. Amen. And what is it fighting us? And what is it keeping us from moving? Amen. It's trying. Amen. It's best to work its way in our lives and keep us from getting what God is intending us to have. Hallelujah. Amen. God fell in that place. Blood fell. Amen. And when it did, that boy began to say, Jesus. Jesus. And you could tell when victory came, Sister Savage. He began to cry and his whole, he was tensed up. He just relaxed. And he said, oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh! I love you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory. Help me just a while. I want to tell you, amen, the things that are after you. Come on here. Daryl Meadows preached such an awesome, amen, such a great message at Allentown. Amen. He preached on, Daddy, it's after me. It's after me. It's after me, Daddy. It's after me. Come on here. Amen. Out in California, amen, homosexuals bombarded a revival. Amen. Glory. And they had to escort, amen, the cops in. Amen. Then the cops had to escort the preacher out. Amen. For the homosexuals surrounded the building. And as they escorted, amen, the children out, they were saying, we want your children. We want your children. We want your children. Amen. And they said one 10-year-old boy, I believe it was, cried for 5 miles, Daddy, they're after me, Daddy. They're after me, Daddy. They're after me, Daddy. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't hold glory. I want to tell you, there's some things that are after you, Mama. There's some. And when you let down, and when you give up, and you come off of your place, and you go to settling with everything, come on, you go to giving in, and you go to letting down, you're letting all of hell come in your home and take your children. Oh my God, I feel like preaching tonight. Oh, amen, mamas and daddies. Amen, you are. Amen, the prayers. Amen, of you. They want to keep back the enemy. But when you let down, amen, come on now. You're opening all of hell into your home. And you're saying, take my boy. Take my girl. You can have it all. Oh, God, help us. Yet you have pardoned your neck. My word is, he that being often received pardoneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without him. I say unto thee this night, quit pulling away and come unto me. Yield yourself unto me, said the Spirit, for I will leave thee alone and let thee have thine own way. Today thou thinkest thou hast no need of me, but tomorrow thou shalt need thee, said the Spirit. But I will not be there, for you have laughed. You have mocked. You have pulled away when I have pulled you. And so I shall let you go on your way, and you shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy, saith the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, raise your hands and thank him for being here tonight. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of God, what we're feeling here tonight is the most precious work of the Spirit. There's some people in this building been rejected. Don't move. The wooing of the Spirit. The nudging of the Spirit, you've turned away. Tonight you're feeling like everything's all right. But it's because the Spirit is leaving you alone. As you might get out of that pew right now, and I'd run to this altar saying, Holy Ghost, please don't leave this building. Please don't leave this building till I touch you. I was in revival. The young girl come prayed that backslid. The young girl come prayed and the Spirit spoke. And the Spirit said, yea, thou hast angered me. Thou hast pushed me to anger. But yet I love thee and I will have mercy on thee if thou wilt call on me this night. Oh God, oh God, oh God. You don't realize how much of a necessity it is for you to come pray right now. You don't know how much, amen, of importance it is for you to get up, mama. You don't know just how important it is. Wow, young man, you don't know how much of an importance it is. Young lady, you think everything's fine in your life. But what has got a hold of you? Hey man, it's going to take you to hell. That thing that's got you so you don't care. So it don't matter to you whether you pray or not. Whether you go to the altar or not. It doesn't matter to you. That is a spirit of hell. I'm going to be honest with you. If you sat in this service any night and conviction been like it's been and you ain't prayed, amen, there is a spirit getting a hold of your life that is causing you, amen, to get up and walk out, amen, untouched, unmoved, unstirred. Amen. And if that doesn't concern you, the steps you're going to take in the future in days to come, amen, it's going to bring you destruction. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. My sweet, precious, loving mama. Amen. I told you a while ago, hooked on that thing. Amen. Said in revival, conviction fell. Didn't cry one tear. Amen. The Lord dealt with me and I preached that night. Oh, please don't go to hell. My mama sat and not moved, not stirred. Amen. Never touched. Brother Savage. Amen. The Spirit spoke. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. Through the preacher, through another preacher. And the Holy Ghost moved. And the Spirit said, amen. I've called you and I've called you. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. Said, but you shall see destruction. And you shall call on preachers to pray for you. But they shall pray, but I will not hear their prayer. You will run for help, but you shall not find none. My mama still sat and did not move and did not pray. She walked out saying, it ain't me. It ain't me it's talking to. It ain't me the Spirit's talking to. Do you want to know? It didn't happen in a month. It didn't happen in 2 months. That was in September. But let me tell you, amen, February, I called home on a Friday evening and the phone answered. My mama answered it, screaming to the top of her lungs. Slammed the phone back down. Amen, terrified me. Here I am 3 hours away. What's wrong with mama? Called back home. My aunt says, Greg, she began to tell me. And mama finally got on the phone and talked to me. Oh, God, help me just a while. Amen. It took September, October, November, December, January, February. But what the Spirit said came to pass. Mama thought it was over. Mama thought that it wasn't talking to her. But when destruction came, brother, it's been 2.5 years now. And my mama, oh, Lord. My mama. Amen. It's still. Amen. Ain't over the destruction that came into her life. For 2 years, she lay in the bed at night and shake. Amen. For the turmoil of her mind. Amen. For 2 years. Amen. Come on now. Destruction hit. She ran to preacher's home and prayed. But nobody answered. God didn't move it. Brother Savage, I went on my knees. And I wept and I cried. And I said, God, that's my mama. That's my mama. That's my mama. But I had to look back at him, Brother Jimbo, and say, but Lord, you told her. You told her. You told her. What is it that will cause men and women to not listen to the Holy Ghost? Why do we ignore the Spirit of God? You're not already touched. Amen. There's no sense in me going any further. Stand all over this building. Everybody, in respect to the Spirit, stand. In respect to the Spirit, stand. Hallelujah. 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 He's a lion to you. Do you hear me? He's a lion to you. He's a telling you, just go ahead and kneel down at your bench. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it ain't no kneeling down at no bench tonight to cover up. Amen. You kneel down at your bench to cover up. You kneel down at your bench to keep me from coming back. Come on here. You kneel down at your... Oh, help me, help me, help me. Well, there ain't no room. Well, I tell you, there is room tonight. Amen. Amen. There's plenty of room right here. And amen, I can't even see how you're still sitting in your bench right now. Amen. I'd already been running down this altar saying, Holy Ghost, don't you leave this place. Please, Lord, don't leave this place. I'm a needing you. 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 I had no intentions of preaching this way tonight.
I had no intentions. This is the way the Spirit is gone tonight. And we must follow His Spirit. 10, 9, 8. They, some of us are supposed to be saved, aren't to be on our way to this altar saying, "I'm sorry, Holy Ghost. I'm sorry I've not yielded to you. I'm sorry when you spoke to me, I didn't go. I'm sorry, Holy Ghost." Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you think this preacher's playing a game with you, don't you? Amen. But I ain't playing no game with you tonight. Amen. You need to be out of that aisle. Amen. Out of that pew on your way down that aisle right now. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Mama, you need to pray. You need to pray, Daddy. Even stop the hand of sin, the hand of the devil, from taking control in your life tonight. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You don't know what you're playing with tonight. You don't know what you're pushing back. Oh, God. Oh. Come on, saints of God, we need to pray more than 5 minutes tonight. We need to mourn. We need to weep. We need to cry. We need to weep. We need to cry. For the Spirit of God, not to quit dealing with us, not to quit messing with our lives. If I was you, I'd say, "Mess with me, Lord. Mess with me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. I'll listen, Spirit of God. I'll listen, Spirit of God. Just talk to me." You young folks, what's got a hold of you, you don't realize it. You think, even it's just because you want to do your own thing. There's a spirit of rebellion got a hold of your life. And it will not finish till you are destroyed. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Come on, saints of God. We need to mourn. We need to weep. We need to cry. Oh, Spirit of God. 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 I'm sorry I didn't yield to you. I'm sorry I pushed back your hand when you dealt with me. I'm sorry, Spirit of God, when you moved on me about that certain thing in my home. Come on, daddies. I'm sorry, Spirit of God, when you moved on me about certain things in my heart, certain things in my home, and I didn't listen to you, and I shunned you, and I pushed you away. And now, Lord, it's become bigger than what I am. It's become greater than what I am, and I can't beat it. I'm sorry, Spirit. I'm sorry, Holy Ghost. Just deal with me again. Talk to me again. Let me know you're still dealing with me. Lord, I don't like this feeling of silence. This silence. This silence. Oh God, don't stop messing with me. Oh God. Oh God, you're going to need Him in such a bad way. You're going to need Him in such a bad way in the way you've treated Him. And you just followed others as they went on their... Amen. Oh God. Oh God. Oh! You just follow everybody else. Amen. Doing what they do. Being what they are. Oh. Hallelujah. You can come read my notes tonight. This is no way I was going. I'm telling you, you think this is all a game. You think this is all a game.
My God. Saints of God, we need to touch heaven. There's a spirit of rebellion got a hold, amen, of our lives, our young folks' lives, in such a way I've never seen it before. Oh, untouched, unstirred, unmoved. You know who you are tonight. You know who God's talking to. You know it. You may say, well, it's for somebody else, but you know who God's talking to. In your heart, you know where you are. You just keep running, running, and running. You mamas know who the Lord was talking to tonight. Revival. Very unusual meeting. Spirit of the Lord does His part. And if we don't do ours, then it's in our hands. Book of Job says, God dealeth, my own words, God dealeth with a man oftentimes in his sleep,
at night in his life to keep man's soul back from the pit. The Bible said in Job, it said, yea, the Lord speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Lo, in all these things, God worketh oftentimes with man to withdraw man's soul from the pit. Brother Benny preached such a message one time on the hound of heaven that nudges us in the right direction. Bible said he left the 99 and went looking. I preached at Jersey, Georgia back in January on when God gets tired of chasing you. When God gets tired of running after you to get you to come to Him. Cannot comprehend your rejection. Night after night, nearby, Him moving. And you sit as if it never even bothered you. You put up a front that it don't even matter. But it does matter. The only reason why God is not moved to stop you, literally stop you, is the prayers of praying people, of a praying mama. It's the only reason why you're not in hell this very minute. You don't have time for God and time for church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.